Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Papi Kojo came on my radar after releasing the infectious Awa and I Late around 5 or 6 years ago, and I knew I had to follow the guy's music. Since then, he has kept me entertained over the years, including being part of the huge Akwaba track, I think that's 2018, and would you have it, he released an album a couple of weeks back, which is, incidentally, his debut, and here's a review for the new project titled Logos 2. Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Hopefully you're doing well, my people. How you doing? Me, I'm doing good. I cannot complain. Guess what? March is almost up. I don't even know where the year's going, but yo. Yeah, tough times. But anyway, before we do get into the podcast and the meat and bones of this review, do check out the website motomotomusic.com. You can make a donation there. Check out the African Album Review Podcast and Motomoto Music on YouTube as well, and support what we do right there. Otherwise, let's do this thing. Papi Kojo, Logos 2.
The latest African album review is
Logos 2 was released March 12, 2021. It has 15 songs, a 43-minute runtime, and a solid 21 features. Now, this is interesting. I read an interview that he did, and he said there are 18 features. But then when I counted them, it's 21. So I don't know which is right, but I'll go with Papi Kojo's 18. But I trust my 21. Papi Kojo, what's up?
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Yeah, is a wonderful opener to Logos 2. The pre-chorus and chorus are so easy to follow, while Papi Kojo and Medical trade bars in confident fashion. Beat-wise, you get an absolute trap banger that sets the album up very, very nicely. What I resonated with was the local flavor in the raps, which Papi Kojo never disappoints on any track. He's maintained the same MO probably since 2014 when he started being big, so nice touch. One of the tunes that caught my attention real quick on Logos 2 was IB, which features Manu Crooks, and the verses and chorus start with IB, young, black and Australian, when Manu Crooks is on it, of course. And then Papi Kojo comes through with the IB, young, black and Italian on his part. It just caught me straight away. I was like, okay. It's an anthem more for the black diaspora, with dual nationality, as is the case with the two gentlemen here, who are Ghanaian Italian and Ghanaian Australian respectively. Now, why this track is really important in that context is that being black and, say, Australian is not something that people expect to see. And they would obviously ask you, oh, you're Australian, so where are you from, you know? And likewise, a black Italian is not the most common thing to see. But it's wearing that nationality with pride and also wearing your blackness with pride. So I resonated with that. A song you probably already heard from Logos 2 is the banging Uomo featuring Sakudi and Kid Black. The beat alone. Guys, the beat alone fills your speakers or headphones with a rich, deep bass, which I honestly believe would be an amazing listen when you're just like chilling with your friends and you got your eyes closed, or you're just by yourself and you're just taking in some of that music, you know. It could actually take you places. In true Papi Kojo style, you get some dance records, such as the catchy Thomas Pompoye Yao remix featuring the queen of dance music of our day, in my opinion, South Africa's Busiswa. She killed it on this track too. Likewise, Papi Kojo can slow things down like he did on All Day, All Night featuring Kofi Kinata and I think this is a Ghanaian highlife legend, Guy Dublai Ambale. I'm still to do my research on him, but yeah, amazing song, absolutely amazing song, and it's just got this soft feeling, and yeah, I like it. And on the song Believe as well, featuring Sakuri and Kwesi Arthur, whoa, those were the sounds which were like such a dope love song. I didn't understand most of what was being said, but hey, big ups to Papi Kojo for that. And Papi Kojo also gives us straight Ghanaian Afrobeats on the song My Heart featuring Kwame Eugene, which I didn't really expect, because I was like, what? He actually did a song like this? And not that the song is bad or anything, it's actually quite good, but I just didn't expect it. So, pleasant surprise.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Now, Logos 2. The name, Logos 2. First, when you think about it, you're like, Logos 2, so is there Logos 1? That was my first question. But then this is his debut, so what's the Logos 1? Anyway, in an interview with Pan African Music, Papi Kojo said Logos 2 is a ship that growing up in Takoradi would come once in a while. So he would see this ship. And, you know, whenever they were told as kids that it was coming, they were super excited to go in it because it had everything. Books, toys, the works. And basically because of that feeling, he wanted his album to feel like that. And that makes sense because Logos 2 has a host of collabos and it meshes well with Papi Kojo's predominantly laid-back style, which you can easily switch up, by the way. The collabos give gravity to the variety on the album and it makes sense. Every single track there has one or more features. And this is enhanced by the interesting selection in beats. The beat selection for me was top class, and it allowed the music to be modern with a distinct Ghana DNA within it because of Papi Kojo's delivery. Besides delivery itself, this beat choosing skill is what made Papi Kojo stand out from the beginning and continues till today. I think when just looking at the mixing, the mastering, you realize that Papi Kojo is clearly in the upper echelon of musicians. There was so much work done to make it sound the way it did, and it really sounded like a uniform project, even with so many different artists. And it's great to see, especially a rap record, do that, because sometimes distinct styles can drown the feeling of a project, but not in this case.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Overall, I would say Papi Kojo delivers a well-flavored project that gives you a little something for different types of hip-hop lovers and even something for dance lovers and, dare I say, African music lovers as well. You get your head banging bangers together with your relaxed, weed in your system, chilled vibes, but ultimately a wonderful hip-hop record. I can feel the Africanness in it, even if it didn't try to put that at the forefront, but it's easy enough to have that feel too when you're rapping predominantly in a local language. Logos 2 comes at a perfect time when Papi Kojo continues to etch his name in Ghanaian hip-hop folklore pretty much until this point through singles only, which I think is phenomenal. I give him props for that. But great to see him say, you know what, he's 7 years in the game. We definitely needed a project and some sort of semblance of what a Papi Kojo project of this magnitude would sound like. And he's delivered. I think every track on Logos 2 had something undeniably unique about it. And this is one of the very few albums where the musicality, especially for an Afro hip-hop record, stands out for the originality as much as the skilled delivery by Papi Kojo. And the reason why I say that is because sometimes you find with hip-hop records, African musicians try to sound a lot more like our American counterparts than ourselves. But Papi Kojo does not do that. It's really hard for me to pick any song as a standout. I loved pretty much the whole album, and for some reason, the Thomas Pompoye Yao remix still stuck with me just because the chorus is so infectiously catchy, but the whole album is fire. So that's it from me. Do listen to Papi Kojo's Logos 2, his debut album. Amazing act and project. Otherwise, yeah, I'll catch up with you next time. Peace. Dende.
Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.